It is perhaps time for the Arthur Maddleston podcast to shed, yes, I think shed's probably the right word, some light on the goings on between Charles Kennedy and the Labour Party. You may have seen certain newspaper articles claiming that Charles was approached by the Labour Party to join them, being unhappy as he was with the Liberal Democrats. Charles has denied these rumours, claiming that, of course, he has not been approached and he would not join the Labour Party. The truth behind it comes from a meeting which took place between David Miliband, the leader de facto of the Labour Party, Charles, and my good self. It happened on the 4:47 to Brighton in the what would be now called the buffet car. Now that means you're on the train, you've got a buffet, well, you've got a sort of bloke selling your sausages out of a hatch, and then just behind it is some seats and a table. The idea being you just sit there as in pretend you're in some kind of smoking club. Well, I and David had popped up for a cup of coffee, and David had asked for a Cornish pasty. Sadly, the Cornish pasty wasn't available, so he'd gone for a bacon slice instead. We were munching away quite happily when who should sort of join us but Charles Kennedy. Now, Charles didn't immediately recognise David Miliband, which is not surprising. A lot of people, it's a mistake a lot of people make. And David introduced him, saying, "Hello, Charles, how are things going in the Liberal Democrats?" Well, Charles obviously sprung immediately to the defence of the Liberal Democrats, their policies with regard to cutting the public sector, to increasing the tax through VAT, to not taxing the rich, to basically agreeing with the things the Conservatives have done. He immediately leapt to their defence with the immortal phrase, "You know, I'm not really in the mood to talk about that." I mean, it was a fine phrase. I should stress that Charles Kennedy is Scottish, but I really can't do the accent. Now, David sort of fired back at this with saying, "You don't sound like you're very happy, Charles." Well, Charles was less than pleased with that announcement and said, "I'm very, very happy, but not with the Liberal Democrats." And at this point, David sensed his chance and said, "Have you ever thought about switching to Labour?" Well, Charles paused a moment and flicked some imaginary ash off his trouser leg before saying, "No, you're all a bunch of tossers." As a political statement, it's been said before. The late Clement Attlee was renowned for describing a lot of the Labour Party as a bunch of tossers. Winston Churchill, once in one of his wittier wartime broadcasts, said, "We shall fight Germany in Italy. We shall fight Germany in France. We shall fight Germany across the Channel, and we shall fight him in Africa and across the land. By the way, the Labour Party are a bunch of tossers." It's an old statement. It comes indeed from the Greek, from Aristotle, who asked once by a workman if surely philosophy could be given the shift for the day, and he could take up a shovel and assist the workman in mending a road. Aristotle paused for a moment and then said, "Frankly, labouring is a bunch of tossi." Which isn't Latin, it's just gibberish, but he was drunk at the time. Unlike Mr. Kennedy, who obviously wasn't drunk at the time and hasn't had a drunk for some considerable time. Well, Miliband was slightly abridged and abruffed by Kennedy's decision to rebut his offer to join the Labour Party. And swung back with an alternative proposition. He said, "Well, if you won't join the Labour Party, how about..." about just looking a bit cross at Nick Clegg every time you meet him. Well, Kennedy sort of puzzled for a moment and then said, I really think that's what I've been doing. And Miliband said, well, yes, you probably have been doing that, but how about taking a photographer along every time you meet Nick Clegg and just looking really grumpy, like you're really annoyed? And Kennedy said, well, all very well, what's in it for me? Well, Miliband, smooth political operator that he is, flashed immediately back with an offer of a bottle of scotch. Fortunately, Kennedy didn't take that, because obviously he doesn't drink alcohol anymore. So Miliband paused for a moment and he said, well, if you look really cross every time you meet Nick Clegg, every time we meet you, I'll look like I'm really impressed with your statesmanlike ability. Well, Charles Kennedy said, that's all very well. So I'm going to look cross when I meet Clegg, and you're going to look impressed when I meet you. Now, what am I supposed to look like when you meet me? Well, Miliband sat there for a second and then said, well, when you meet me, if I'm looking impressed at meeting you, perhaps you could look sympathetic to my trials when I'm talking to you. Right, said Kennedy. So I look cross when I meet Nick Clegg, but when I meet you, you're going to look like you're impressed, and I'm going to look like you're sympathetic. But what happens when you meet Nick Clegg? Well, Miliband said, when I meet Nick Clegg, I'll look like I'm thinking, why is he leader and not Charles Kennedy? Ah, said Kennedy, I like this. So, if we're at a party, and it's you, me, Nick Clegg, all in a row, I'm going to be looking both sympathetic and cross. You're going to be looking puzzled and admiration, and Nick Clegg, what's Nick Clegg going to be doing? Well, I think he's probably going to be looking at you and trying to look. Nick, and then we both pause for a moment and they thought, well, this is Clegg, isn't it? He looks like he always does now. He looks like he's the guy who's just been given the captainship of the school team, and he's terribly worried someone's going to realise he doesn't know how to play football. And as a result, he's just looking puzzled the whole time and slightly angry. Kennedy thought about this for a while, and then he turned to Miliband and said, to be honest, David, it's not really worth it, is it? I'll just carry on looking cross when I meet Nick Clegg, because I am. And if you try and tell any newspaper reporters that I'm trying to join the Labour Party, I'll come after you and chop your balls off. Well, we know what's happened now. Miliband did go and tell a load of reporters, and a load of reporters now think that Kennedy tried to join the Liberal Democrats. As a result, Kennedy has purchased a large pair of gardening shears, and David Miliband is looking extremely worried. Nick Clegg, of course, is still looking like he's in charge of the full school football team, but doesn't actually know how to play football. Politics is a very complicated, messy business, and one thing I have learned, it is probably best not to do it in the buffet of a British Rail train going to Brighton. British Rail, of course, doesn't exist anymore, but, you know, who the hell cares? I don't.